All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's start with the carryout. Here are today's top stories. The Washington Post is reporting tonight that President Trump personally dictated his son's response to the meeting with the Russian lawyer. More to come on this, but I thought he didn't know anything about it, huh? And is that obstruction of justice? Again, I really don't know. We'll find out with... We'll let Roebling and Lundy argue that. Let's go live right now to the White House press corps there. Oh, that's right. No, nobody works there. The mooch is loose. Anthony Scaramucci has been relieved of his duty after 10 days on the job as White House communications director, although some inside anonymous sources say he's been on the job for 11 days. Leakers. The New York Times is reporting that this was at the behest of new White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, who is not former Chicago sports anchor John Kelly, by the way. The different guy. I made that mistake, too. I was like, awesome, yeah. He would be a good Chief of Staff. No, he's a general. And apparently, he didn't like Mooch's candor and, well, his 11-day screw-ups. So if you're counting at home, that's Priebus on Friday, Mooch today. Add that to Spicer, Comey, Flynn, and the rest of the discarded. And you have yourself season one of The Political Apprentice, right? But I will say that if I've watched enough of The Apprentice to know that Donald would probably ask, who's hiring all these guys? I mean, maybe it's the manager. Get the manager in here. And then what would happen is they do 2 hours of Trump talking to himself in a mirror. We laugh, but you know that's what's going to happen. All right, so what's next? Kelly hopes to come in, get things in order before the Trump administration moves on to tax reform, something that hasn't been done in 30 years. You know the saying, go big or go home. Let's make that literal. Go big or go home. Speaking of big homes, Governor Rauner has the school formula bill, and as promised, he's using his amendatory veto power to cut out the CPS pension part, which would deliver millions to help cover pension obligations for Chicago public schools. What's it mean? Well, it means that if the House can't muster up the votes, which is unlikely, then this bill dies. And yep, there's going to be no funding bill in place on August 1st. So if that, it doesn't work that the gov would just use his pen to take one thing out and we would have school funding. No, the House and Senate would have to go back to the drawing board and put together a new bill before August 10th. That's 10 days. Really? Am I the only one that's watched how the state house has worked over the last 4 years? 10 days. So if I were you, I'd go to the store right now and get all the school supplies because you'll probably be able to put them on eBay and be like, remember when we sent our kids to school and they used these things called protractors? Well, I've got three of them. $7,000 are best offer. Hip, hip, hooray for Los Angeles. They're getting the 2028 Summer Olympics. You know, those international games that usually sink the local economy and cause all sorts of headaches for anyone who lives close by. Hey, better L.A. than us, right? Although I would have loved to have had the Olympics in Chicago. I'd be Airbnb in my place so fast. I'd spend a month living in the office. I mean, hey, I've got pretzels. 17 party bus companies are forced to shut down by Chicago police after violating several laws. Which begs the question, how many party bus companies are there in Chicago? Are there only 20 and the other three are like goody-goody? No standing, sit down. Nope, and Missy, is that alcohol? A Spirit Airlines flight in Las Vegas was delayed because a passenger got naked before takeoff. See, this is why I wear long pants and long shirts on a plane. You know they didn't wipe anything down after that sweaty dude put his junk on everything. Gross. Not the naked guy, but Spirit. But same thing. In weather, it's like July is trying to make up for the flooding by bringing the best day right at the deadline, right? So we look back and go, you know, July was pretty good. What a month. It was a pretty good month. Although the Earth is supposed to go up 2 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. But you know what? No one knows what Celsius means. So, I mean, if you're going to do climate change, speak English, right? In sports, well, the Cubs made some moves on the final day to bolster the team for the stretch run. Alex Avila and Justin Wilson come over for the Tigers for John Candelario. Oh, wait, sorry. I read that wrong. Jameer Candelario. Sorry, I thought it was the old fat pitcher from the Pirates in the 70s. I was like, that guy's in our farm system? Bring him up. Now he's on the Tigers? Big loss. Avila was on the Sox last year. He became the first player in, I think, in Major League Baseball history to be traded by his dad. His dad is the GM of the Tigers. That's some serious cutthroat Little League business there. Also, the Cubs get Justin Wilson, who's the closer for the Tigers, which totally screws me over since I had Wilson on my fantasy team. And you know Joe Madden's only going to use him in weird, non-fantasy sports-related appearances. Fine. I'll drop him. Maybe I'll pick up the new Tigers closer, who's probably the old Tigers closer. Yeah. That's usually how it works. The Cubs are now 2.5 games up like we all knew they'd be, right? Right? Come on. We told you this was going to happen. Every sports station in Chicago right now is going, we told you from the beginning. This is the best team in baseball. Well, what about that weird thing they did right before the All-Star game? Nobody panicked. Nobody. Right. The Sox fed the prospect monster over the weekend. Yum, 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 yum. Although not a very satisfying meal, Melky Cabrera was shipped to the Royals for cash and a couple of A-ball pitchers. Hey, I guess we have to start thinking of the future of our middle relievers too, right? They tried to ship Derek Holland and Tyler Clippard too, but no bites. What? I mean, Clippard has those cool shades and everything. Nobody wanted the cool shades pitcher? It's ridiculous. The Bears are back in camp today for day 5, a little lighter than they were on Saturday. Offseason acquisition wideout Marcus Wheaton had an appendectomy. Yep, out indefinitely with an appendectomy. If you're counting already this camp, McPhee and Wheaton down, no timetable for return on either. Come on. But hopefully appendectomy is one of those things that if you or I had it, we'd be out for like 3.5 years. But if a football player gets it, it's like 1.5 weeks, right? Questionable. Doesn't even go to like... He's doubtful. He's questionable. He's upgraded to questionable. Mike Glennon looked good so far, but the star of the early camp has to be the secondary, which is picking off balls left and right. Of course, the Bears revamped the secondary in the offseason after the lowest turnover rate in the league. They had 8 interceptions. To give context, that's like one day for me in flag football. One day, I'm a ball hawk. I'm like the white-bearded, bald Troy Polamalu. Trubisky looks like a rookie, and everybody else loves Tariq Cohen, the rookie running back, who's lightning fast. If he can catch the ball, have him run back punts and kicks, right? Please don't go with the guy who's sure-handed, who's good at fair catching. Like, we've had that for the last 5 years. I got it. Good catch. Good catch, Joe. Good catch. No, it's a catch and run. I got it. I'm not going to fumble the ball. Coach said, don't fumble the ball. I'm not going to fumble the ball. Right? We tried that already. It's boring. Nobody wants that. All right. And finally tonight, the Cubs announced that they are giving a World Series ring to Steve Bartman. Bartman, of course, the infamous fan who got in the way of an uncatchable foul ball. And then since we couldn't handle it, our actual baseball team choked. We blamed it on him. Remember that? That's the Steve Bartman we're talking about, right? He gets a ring? Right. When do I get mine? Ugh. That's the carryout for July 31st, 2017. Good month, everybody. We had a strong month. Good month. Hey, we're going green for the carryout. If you come in and order something, we're skipping the styrofoam. Just bring in your Trader Joe's bag, and we'll dump the fries right in there. All right, coming up, Touche. This is a big one tonight. Lots to talk about. Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy already in the green room. Got their boxing gloves on. It's going to be a big jam tonight. Talking national politics here on the Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.